Hear that? Did you laughing?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was laughing about it.
So I was just saying, it's quite easy to get things wrong in the studio, and there you are, just read out the weather and done it completely wrong. Binks, welcome to the show. We've been threatening to get you on for some time, and here you are.
Hello.
That's not your real name, is it, Binks? It's Bianca.
It's Bianca, yes.
Jay Cook. What's Jay Cook? What's Jay?
Jade.
Jade.
Bianca, yeah.
Jade Cook. So where do we get Binksy from, or Binks? I know everyone, we all call you that. I call you Binksy, but it is Binks on the...
It started when I was younger. Obviously, I was named Bianca when I was born. And then 2 weeks later, Bianca come out in EastEnders, and my mum was horrified.
Hello. Bianca.
Ricky.
Do people, or does that what they put you on that one, Bianca?
You do. Get a lot of people.
It's probably the most famous Bianca, isn't it? If you remember, because she's still on it, isn't she? Still on it?
Yeah, she's still on it every now and again. I mean, yeah, I've not seen it in about a year, but she's back on it in her silver bomber jacket, so...
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, no, that's where Binky comes
from. Have you got one of those silver bomber jackets?
Of course, I wear it every day. What are you about?
I might borrow it. Now, you're a local girl. You're in Brentwood?
Yeah, I'm from Brentwood.
And you probably see all the filming going on for Tabby. What do you think about that? Do you like it?
Yeah, look, everyone knows, mixed with views.
You know a couple, don't you? That's why.
I do. So you can't, can't be too bad.
You can't say anything too hard, because you know a couple of them, and it's good, but it's lots of fun.
Look, they're doing what they want to do at the end of the day. If they like it, you've got to support them at the end of the day, I suppose.
Yeah, you could sing. One of them sings. One of them's a singer, isn't she?
Yeah, she's a singer, Jess
White. Right.
Jess Wright, yeah.
She's got a new... I've played a couple of tracks on here, but she's got a new one out at the moment. I played it a couple of weeks ago. It's quite good. Dancey. She does a lot of our beefery style.
Yeah, I think she's a bit more of a club singer, I would
she
say.
She is. So, which is good. I'm just looking, because someone's just knocking on the window. That's a strange person. That's the next presenter in, banging on the window. Hope she knows the code, otherwise she'll be out there for quite some time. Now, you sing lots of covers and stuff, but what's your musical genre here? What do you prefer to sing?
Well, at the minute I'm working on a new album, and it's more of a country rock style. We were working on some new stuff. I wrote a new song the other day. It's called The Road Wrecker Love.
Mm-hmm.
So I was in the studio recording that the other day. That
sounds awesome. Exciting.
Yeah, it was really, really good. I mean, I can't wait to get it out, hear people's views on it and stuff. But I love music itself. There's nothing I wouldn't sing or I wouldn't try. I even down to rap, you'd be surprised. Don't ask me.
We had a rap on the show a couple of weeks ago, and I had a little bash, and it's pretty frightening stuff, isn't it?
It's just, you've got to try it out to see where your comfort zones are and see what works you best. I mean, I've tried so many different genres, and you start to nail down where your points are that you're really good at.
Yeah, yeah.
And obviously everyone has said that really the country route is where I should be heading. But I don't know, I want to put a bit of a new twist on it. I inspire to you like Tina Turner, Whitney Houston, them types of girls.
Yeah, yeah. And you sing music that you predominantly like to listen to, I take.
Yeah. I mean, especially covers and stuff. Obviously when I'm like going around, I do gigs here and there. I don't sing my own stuff at the moment out. I am doing more covers and stuff than anything. It's dependent on where I am as to what I sing, if I can really pinpoint it down. I love all sorts of music, especially the 80s and stuff.
You're a bit of an 80s. Oh, well, it's a fantastic era. A lot of it's coming back, though, of course.
It is.
Style of music. A lot of copies going out, remixes. We were talking about Gabrielle earlier on, famous singer from the 90s, bringing a new album out and working with Naughty Boy. So I'm looking forward to that.
I loved Gabrielle. She was a big inspiration to me when I was younger. My mum was a big person. She loved it for her. I don't know why that come out. But I knew what I was trying to get to.
Big as in really tall? What?
No, as she meant, she really liked her. That's what I meant to say.
Listen, we're going to put a track on, and I'll come back and talk to you, because we've got to find this poor person in who's banging down the window outside.
Yeah.
And then we'll come back and talk further.
No problem.
Places I can't describe. Oh,
other day, I felt my worries just seem to melt away into you, into you. Just wanted to let you know I love you. Don't ever let go. Cause the sun don't shine when you're not around mine. And I could never be without you.
In at number two, Clanker Russell, Sonataz, The Sun Don't Shine here on Phoenix FM. Featuring Will Hurd, 1:11 the hour on Sunday lunch. I'm in the studio with Binky. Big shout out to you. Hit me on Facebook, Nikki Mills, Sabrina, Bob Simpson.
You're listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
And we'll be straight back after these.
Hey! Have you seen what's going on at the White Horse, Coxty Green Road, Brentwood? Apart from having 10 real ales on draft and a great menu, they hold quiz nights, live band and comedy nights, open mic nights and much, much more. Larger events are staged in the White Horse Marquee throughout the year. Check the events guide at phoenixfm.com for details or phone Brentwood 372 410 for details and bookings. For a great night out, it's the White Horse, of course.
Join me, Mel Watson, every Wednesday evening, 7 till 8 on Phoenix 98 FM. Each week, I'll be chatting to an expert about how you can change your body for the better. From cosmetic surgery to karate, from Reiki to reflexology, whether it's an alternative therapy or doctor's advice you need, you'll find it all in Body Talk, the show that could change your life. Brought to you in association with Spire Hartswood Hospital.
Sunday lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith. Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Welcome back, Binky. Hello, look, I'm over here.
Oh, hello.
She was texting everyone. Were you Facebooking or tweeting?
I was Facebooking.
I like that Body Talk. It was tracked by imagination on that last one. Body Talk.
See, why don't I know this song?
Body, yeah. Or they also sang It's Just an Illusion. Remember that? It's Just an Illusion.
Oh, yeah. Great impression there.
I'm just showing my age. Show myself right. I'm not meant to be doing the singing, but there you go. Oh, that was two great 80s tracks there.
I think we should do a join up thing together. Yeah,
absolutely.
Duet.
Last time I did a gig, you did actually make me sing, didn't you?
I did.
Before you lifted my CD.
It was really, really good. I think we should actually get you on live now with me. what do you reckon?
Ah, I got a sore throat.
Have you?
Yeah, you know, was on TV. Ollie Murs on TV earlier on. He was on one of the channels, and he was chatting away. He's got a new track out. We'll play later. And he's got a sore throat, so he must have given it to me. We went out the other day for a few beers.
There you go. I know. But he still can sing.
He can see he's not bad. I'll get him some tips. You know,
I mean, with a sore throat. Is he not getting out of that one?
I didn't give him a sore throat. I was kissing. No, absolutely not. Let's talk about the music. What made you... Because you're only young, aren't you? How old are you?
I'm 20.
You're only young. Now, so what made you jump into music? It's such a hard industry to get into, getting gigs and all goes with that.
Tell me about it. I've always done singing since I was really, really young, since about six. But yep. I'd done it more in school. Mm-hmm. I was doing performing arts in school. So I never done mainstream singing. It was always dancing and acting. And I just done it for all my life. And then I got to about 16. And no one had ever really heard me sing because I was absolutely terrified. And it was my stepdad that actually said, oh, what do you want to do? And I was like, I want to sing. And he was like, really? Never heard you. Never thought it was something you'd want to do. And I was like, yeah. But no one actually of my family heard me until I was about 18 because I was just so terrified with, like, I was working with coaches and other producers to really sort of try and get my confidence up. And it's just whirlwinded from there. It's just all happened.
And you do need a fair amount of confidence to be able to sing. I mean, obviously, you need to, everyone gets nervous, but to sing in front of an audience or an even intimate audience, you need to have a lot of nerves. And I don't know. See, I've seen you quite a few times, and you don't look like you suffer from any nerves whatsoever.
Oh, trust me, it's inside.
He's shaking like a jelly inside.
Inside, you're just frozen to the bone. The smaller audiences are so much harder. So much harder. You could put yourself in front of 10,000 people and it wouldn't matter at all. You're just enjoying it and you're in the moment. But as soon as you knock that down to, say, 10 people or just a very small group, it gets so intimate and you just think, oh my God, it is just terrifying. And I still get it now.
Do you think more with, there's more talent shows. We'll talk about some of the talent shows later on, but do you think because there's more of these talent shows on TV and there's more music out there, YouTube, Facebook, that from a young age you kind of get interested in music? The older generation probably didn't have that so much.
I don't know. I mean, I look at the TV programmes such as X Factor and The Voice, and you see some such amazing talents
there.
But at the same time, I find that sometimes they don't stick to their own.
No, they don't.
And they sort of get moulded into something that they never set out to be. And I don't know whether that's necessarily a bad thing. It's not really for me to decide. But because obviously you've had some great singers from it. I mean, like Leona Lewis. You can't knock her. She's amazing.
Most successful. Sold the most records. It was in the paper the other day.
She has. I mean, in America, she's absolutely huge. Even not over here, but America, she's amazing. So it doesn't really matter where she come from.
She pops in Brentwood quite a bit. She goes to Hopefield Animal Sanctuary. Yeah, she's done a little concert.
Maybe
there
we
as
should
well.
Get her in there.
She's been in here. A couple of people spoke to her. Yes, it's
that's good then.
Fantastic. We had quite a few X Factor people in there. I had who did I have in there the other day? District 3.
Right.
Popped in the show the other about a couple of months ago, and they came fourth in the competition of the boy bands.
Are they the ones that have just done the new album?
That's Union J.
No.
They've both got new albums out.
Yeah, I think it's District 3. It's actually their album's gone to number one in Ireland.
Yes, they've got. They both got albums at the same time, but yes, they're all doing well. District 3, there's obviously only three of them. Union Joe, I think there's four, but I can't remember. It's it goes so quick, doesn't it? New series is about to start already, so...
Look at them both, and you think, I can't separate them from the both of them.
No, I was going to be in one of those bands, but I just, with my youthful looks, I could have pulled it off.
That's it, and they just thought, well...
what influences your music? What artists and such?
Artists. As I said earlier, Tina Turner, she was one of the biggest.
Not pushing limits, that
Oh,
one.
Yeah, bit of Proud Mary.
Yeah,
I do actually do a Proud Mary cover.
I heard it. Did you do, because when we'd done a gig, you sung quite. I think we might have done Proud Mary on the hospital gig.
I
can't remember. You've done quite a few good tracks, didn't you?
Yeah, I can't remember what we'd done that day, to be honest. We just sort of was flowing. Seeing how we got on.
Moving along, going strong.
We are. I don't know if I'd done Proud Mary on that day, but I do a lot of her covers. What's Love Got to Do With It?
Because you do quite a lot of gigs. You do a lot of a local circuit, obviously, with Tony Roberts, another local singer. And so is that the kind of gigs you like doing? Do you prefer the pubs, restaurants, or are you looking to do more clubs, nightclub style?
I'm not necessarily a pub singer. I don't like taking pub gigs, just because I like when I perform, I like people to come to see me, not to go to a pub and just have a singer standing there.
Yeah, but in the background.
That's it. So I don't really take pub gigs. I really sort of stick to bars and stuff. I like singing at Harry's Bar in Billericay. That's a really nice venue.
It's quite a popular venue for you as well, isn't it?
It is. I'm there quite often. I was there on Thursday, so that was a good gig. It was brilliant. I like going down to the Brickyard because that's quite a clubby, sort of bit cocktail-y.
It's the Towie venue now, isn't it? Sugar Hut, I suppose. Taken over that podium.
Well,
slot.
The Sugar Hut's up and coming, I think, with
Will's Child has been
That's
singing
it.
There, hasn't
Will's
he?
Has been started singing there. It'd be That's surprising to see
Thursday
who...
night music now, isn't it, on the Sugar Hut?
It is, but I've not seen anyone else there apart from Will's as of yet, so it'll be interesting
to
see.
I was going
to
go there and do a few tracks, but I was busy that day.
You didn't want to take his light away from him.
Don't steal his limelight, yeah. Sorry, Will's and his sister. She lives in Brentwood, of course.
Amy lives in Brentwood. I think she's doing quite well. She seems to be.
I suppose she hasn't gone into music, really. She could, with him, and try and break, because they all try and do something, don't they?
I think she's more of likes doing sort of clothes, modelling side of thing. I think you know. She has actually, do you know what?
I bet she can sing, because she had singing lessons.
She has done a track with Tony.
Yes, I know, because it was on TV, wasn't it? They done, when they was following her around, the vocal coach they used, Tony Roberts, as if he was doing, giving her some vocal training.
He was, and I remember them. I can't remember what the track was called now, but it was such a long time ago, and we were sitting, like, together, and they said, oh, Amy's going to bring a song out. I was like, no, this is, you're being serious. And I was like, yeah, but I can't remember what the track was. I think it was a song that was written for them both, but it never got released.
We'll have to check. I'll have to dig that out, play it, and try and see if we can find it, put it on in a couple of weeks' time. Right, now, we're going to have a go at singing a song. What are you going to sing for us? Because I know you're still trying to make your mind up, aren't you?
I am still trying to make my mind up. I think I'm going to go with an Emily Sunday song, just because it's quite chilled and laid back, but upbeat, because it is Sunday bank holiday.
Okay.
So I'm going to sing Emily Sunday next to me.
Okay, cool.
Yeah?
Take it away.
Wicked.
Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Hey, that was fantastic.
Thank you.
Really, really good. And it's just like listening to a full production version.
Really?
Yeah, so you should be doing really well. I mean, proud of yourself. And of course, that's going to go down well in anywhere you sing, because that's the fantastic music. It's a fantastic track as well, isn't it?
It's a really good track. I mean, I've sung it for quite a while now. I think I've sung it for over a year. And no, I really do enjoy singing it. It's just everybody knows it, everybody can get involved with it, and it is just a really good track. But a lot of Emily Sendai tracks are really good.
Yeah, she's doing so well, and she's done something. She's got a lot of awards now, and her career's back on track.
She just come out of nowhere. Yeah. I mean, she just
backing. She's a lot of backing vocals originally, and songwriting before she kind of got into music quite late.
Yeah, but I think she may, even though she got in late, I think it's the good thing for her.
Yeah,
she's
yeah.
come out just at the right time. Everybody's really taken to her, and I just think she's really smashing it at the minute.
Yeah, I think, do you think that the women are ahead of the men in vocals? I mean, there's a lot more, there seems to be at the moment, a lot more young women coming through than fellas coming through on the, especially in the pops charts.
You're always going to get more female artists than men. I mean, I've seen that with a lot of things. The difference is, I think female artists find it hard to variate. They're very similar in ways, mm-hmm. whereas men, you get a really large range of things, which I think is really good. But all the women, obviously, are brilliant. But as I say, you've got men. What's his name? The one who sung Catch with Catch 22. Disclosure.
Yeah, Disclosure.
Yeah,
they've got a new album out, Settle, at the moment.
Yeah. See, I think they're really, really good. And the guy that sung with them, what's his, it's George. George sung their second
George.
One.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, we know what you mean.
A musical competition here.
Yeah.
Yes, but you're right.
He is a really brilliant artist, and he's doing something that a male artist has never done before,
mm-hmm.
and that's what I really like about him. And obviously, Disclosure are really.
Yeah, I mean they've gone to the. I mean they've varied a little bit off their path. Disclosure, two of them, the brothers, aren't they? The their album, which is as I say, called Settle, a lot of tracks with collaborations on their album. Now, talking of which. Who would you, if you had to collaborate with someone, could be past or present, mm-hmm. who would you pick to sing a duet with? Not me, because I've already done one.
Well, we haven't got anything recorded yet, Tony.
I know.
So I think
down
we might have to do something.
I still use tape, so digitally on tape.
Who would I want to collaborate with? There is so many artists. How can I narrow it down to one?
Well, I suppose, I was going to say Jessie J, because we're going to be talking about her in a minute.
Will be.
I suppose your voice is... I mean, that song you just sung, I suppose Emel Sande would be a great one for you because you've got a very similar style of music.
Yeah, I mean, Emel Sande would be... I wouldn't say no to anybody. I'd love to collaborate with so many artists. I think a big one for me would probably be Beyonce, just because she has been there through the whole time of me trying to do my singing, and she's just such an inspiration. She is just, you look at her and everything she does is perfection.
Just had her haircut half now.
She has.
Yeah. She was wandering around. She was in Essex the other day. Can you believe she was in Essex the
really?
Other day? She went to the V Festival, which is Essex. So she popped into Essex to jump on the stage at the V Festival last weekend.
I heard she smashed it.
I heard she did, which is, I mean, she's got some great songs.
She
is. And part and parcel of being a great artist is having a massive back catalogue that people, I mean, of classics that you can sing.
I think the problem is she's such a good performer. She could sing anything and she could just kill it. She is just, there's so many things about her. She's hard working, she looks everything like a business, which I think is really good. That's what I like about her.
She'd be able to sing that song I'm gonna put on later by Major Lazer, Bubble Butt.
You listen, should give it a good go.
We'll play it later. We can have a little guess on it. Now, we talked about reality TV now, because originally you've done a little looking about going into a certain program on the BBC, The Voice, which is now kind of shelved in a way for you because other things have happened. Tell us about that.
Originally I was looking to go into that because we didn't really know where things were going, and then I started to try and get how it came about is my stepdad's very supportive of me, and he got in touch with Raymond Stevenson.
Mm-hmm.
He's actually the owner or part owner of Art 19. They're the management team who actually founded Jessie J.
Mm-hmm.
And they worked for her for about 8 to 10 years, got her where she is and wrote all her stuff, and she was really sort of, they really put her where she needed to be. And so I've been working with them. We've been taken on doing some stuff
really
in
exciting,
the studio. Yeah, I mean, I can't say too much,
no.
But yeah, no, it's really exciting stuff. I was in the studio on Wednesday and Friday, and I'm working with Sky Adams and Jordan Chris. They're
fantastic,
really big producers, work for some big people.
That's great. And because I do love Facebook, because you get these cryptic messages, kind of, so to speak, when people go, I'm really happy, best to stay in the whole wide world. End. That's it.
Yeah.
No one knows why. So everyone's going, I wonder, look at that, man. Wonder she's got fruit. And because you just don't know. You could be having a good day because of all sorts.
But, well, obviously, you knew about The Voice before anybody else.
Yes.
For a secret friend.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then when I put on, obviously, I had started working with Raymond Stevenson and Adam and stuff. I hadn't told anybody. So I put on Facebook, I was so excited, but I never told anyone what it was. So obviously everybody just thought, oh my God, it's The Voice, but it wasn't. So it was really sort of a bit like, oh.
Talk about, just quickly on that voice, how do they run their auditions? Obviously different to the X Factor. You go into a room, you've got judges, or is it just panel?
Yeah, I mean, you're put into a room, you're in a group, you're not on your own.
No.
You're in a group of people, you all stand up, you do your bit. And then they just send you out. They have a little discussion between themselves. There's a vocal coach there, a producer. And basically, when you come back in, they just say who they want to keep. And they asked to keep me. Went through to the second stages. And there was actually, it was really interesting. They had a guy there, and he was a producer of country music. And obviously, that's the road that we are aiming to go down. And I started talking to him about certain things I was doing, how I loved country. And he really sort of really was interested. And then we started talking about my mum. She was a bit musically when we was younger, and it was really strange. And then they sent me upstairs for an interview, and obviously I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know where this was going, but it was actually a young girl. She works for a magazine, so we'd done an interview and stuff. But then, as I say, I moved on with Art 19, and it's the road that I'm really choosing to go down. So it was a good experience. But
and with country, you can still mix. I mean, Wake Me Up, VC's new track.
Yeah.
Fantastic. It's got a slot. I mean, completely different to what he's been doing. That made it to number one. And the whole track's kind of based on a kind of country style.
I mean,
before it breaks into electronic dance.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking to do an acoustic cover of Wake Me Up just because I think it's such an amazing track. And it's exactly something I would like to do. I don't think the track got as much credit for itself as it could have done. I think Avicii's other songs got a little bit more.
The one with Nicki Minaj certainly did.
Yeah, that is. Obviously, I Could Be the One. Everyone that really raved about
that.
That was
the last number one he had, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, I think Wake Me Up is equally as good, and I just don't think it got given as much credit as it could have done.
No, I mean, the dance version, which you don't tend to get on the radio, is a lot better. It's mixed in for the clubs. The problem with the club version is obviously you haven't got that kind of country style all the way through. It has to have a beat, and it's run over the top. But I kind of prefer that as a DJ. But it is a big twist for him.
Yeah.
But I think he's doing well. It's great to see people like himself moving his style a little bit rather than just producing the same thing over and over. It's a bit of a shock, really, when it first came out.
Country now has got such a wide range. I mean, everyone thinks country, guitar, folk, it's really sort of just that, but it's not. It is such a wide range of music that is actually classed as country now. I mean, I'm heading over to Nashville in November.
Nashville.
Yeah, I'm really, really excited to go there. I'm going to meet so many writers that are just going to be amazing. But I'm going to be heading over there and just see what's going on, what's up and coming, because they're trying to bring this new country feel out, and no one really knows what it is yet. So I think it'll be quite cool to see what's going on and what's coming out, and it'll be really, really good.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah.
How long are you going out for?
I'm only going out for 10 days. Hopefully, might have to go back. Fingers crossed.
It's going to be a lot to do. And
Well, I'm not actually doing anything over there myself. I'm just going over to observe, talk to writers, may do a bit of singing over there, but nothing major. But yeah, I'm going over there. I just want to sort of see the studios, get a feel of things, really.
Okay. Well, while we go and talk to you off air about trying to get you to do another track, I was going to put on. We were talking about this track earlier on, Major Lazer, a well known band. But this one's featuring Bruno Mars, 2 Chainz, and Mystic Bubble. Now, the track's called Bubble, but have a little listen.
I'm interested in this song.
Have a little listen. I won't put the whole version on because it goes on about 3 minutes, but we'll play a little bit of it, enjoy it, and then come back and have a chat.
Wicked.
Yeah. Turn around, stick it out, show the world you gotta bubble butt, bubble, bubble, bubble butt, bubble butt. drive, put it in reverse. Killed that, put it in a hearse. Then I drove off and put it in the dirt. Drive it low, put it in the dirt. Take your top off, turn into a bird. Bubble butt, bust it don't. Smoking bubble kush, wearing a bubble coat.
Bubble butt, bubble, bubble, bubble butt. Bubble butt, bubble, bubble, bubble butt. Bubble butt, bubble, bubble, bubble butt. Turn around, stick it out, show the world you gotta. Bubble butt, bubble, bubble, bubble butt. Bubble butt, bubble, bubble, bubble butt. Bubble butt, bubble, bubble, bubble butt. Turn around, stick it out, show the world you gotta.
Wank, don't turn and stick it. Girl, let me know if I angle the wicked. One bat, two bars, swing it like cricket. My locks, that my crap, my machine, all my wicked. Baby, make my tilly grow that body.
Bubble butt.
It's interesting.
It is interesting, isn't it? I get them through the, I get a load of tracks come through, and I thought that'll go down well. I played it in last gig actually. Got some kind of mixed reaction. I quite like it. Some big names on there. I mean, Bruno Mars putting his name to it. 2 Chainz.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it's going to we'll get into the charts and do. It'll probably climb a little bit up the charts.
But. Well, it's depending on what it's promoting.
Yes, absolutely. No, I don't think it's certainly not about bums, is it?
No, I think it could be about the shisha cigarettes.
I think
possibly.
That's exactly what it is. Certainly not electronic cigarettes, but everyone seems to be smoking at the moment.
Yeah, it's better.
Yes,
you much prefer people smoking the electronic. Sorry.
Yeah, well, you wasn't probably around in the days where smoking was in the pubs and clubs where you had to sing, you know, smoky atmospheres. It would be no good for you.
No, it wouldn't, and you'd be surprised. It is so hard to sing when you've been around smoke or it's very warm. I don't know how they've done it.
I've noticed with you on your voice, because obviously when we'd done a gig together, you had this massive 2-litre thing of water, which you tend to pour down all the time, run at the toilet every 5 minutes. But do you struggle with things like that on your voice? You have to get the right I mean, people like to drink certain things, they have like a routine before they, you don't drink alcohol, obviously, before you go on stage. It's water, certain temperature and...
I drink a lot of water. Everybody has mentioned that. I mean, I'd done a gig a few weeks ago and I drank 5 litres of water.
Wow.
And it was just a bit... But I don't know. I think I find it as a bit of a... it's all to do with the mind, I think, for me. More than anything. I like to have water there, though. It is good. And obviously, it's very hydrates your throat.
Yep.
More than anything. If I get dry, it's harder to reach notes. But sometimes you just have to deal with it.
Deal with it. Now... We were talking about this album you're writing. You started on the songwriting path.
Yeah.
Obviously, that's coming along well. How did you find that? Did you find it been hard for you to start writing songs as from coming from cover, singing covers, to getting into the songwriting process? How'd you do it? Are you doing melody, or are you writing a song and then putting melody?
It starts off as I write poems to start with, and it's a lot easier to write songs that are experiences, and the song I wrote most recently is about an experience, and if it's about a love song, it's so much easier to write, because everybody knows how to experience it. If I know
Adele's obviously the biggest
and that's what I mean. Adele's second album, she wrote with Dan Hill, and Dan Hill is just he's amazing.
If you want to know about their love lives, all you've got to do is listen to the songs. They'll tell you who they've just dumped and who they haven't dumped, how it went.
They just say it all
in the songs.
So they're always going to be the easiest songs to write, because you're writing from your heart. I know it sounds cheesy, but you are.
Someone says, how's your love life? Just listen to the album, sweetheart.
Just listen to this song. I find it not necessarily hard, but harder to write club tracks. I wrote a song with Tony Roberts a few months ago. It was it's called Dance. It's a really, really good track, and we literally wrote it in an hour, because it just come off. It was just one of those tracks that just come together. It was brilliant, and but no, it really depends on the mood you're in, and I think I find it easier to write, maybe because I'm a country singer, slow, sort of more love songs than dance songs, but it just depends where you are.
It's amazing because I think with EDM, electronic dance music, is the... it's kind of the hardest to write in a way because there's so many similarities out there. Your song's got to be so special to be able to make it. I mean, there's so many people doing it.
It's a hook. Mm. It's all about the hook. If you've got a good hook, you can ramble rubbish.
And talking about country western quickly, if you go on to YouTube, there's a track out at the moment, Dolly Parton's Jolene. Do you remember that?
Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's been slowed from 55 BPM to 33 BPM, which makes it Jolene. And they've done a different guitar back into it. Sounds really absolutely fantastic. I was going to play it today, but I forgot to bring the PC in.
I actually sing Jolene, so it'd be really interesting.
Yeah, check it out on YouTube. It's just type in, or you find it on Digital Spy. It's got a little clip, and then you'll also be able to listen to the song from YouTube. But really interesting. I think it's going to do really well. It's got millions of views already. So
well, that's what I say. I mean, country music can just change like that, and then you don't know what's up and coming. And something like a Jolene song that's been out for years, loads of people covered it. Miley Cyrus,
you really sung that, didn't you? Years. It's been out for years and years and years and years. Yeah, sorry about that.
That's all right.
Just broke into a bit of tune. Now, luckily enough, I've managed to off air twist your arm into singing another song.
Yeah, he held me a knife
on. Absolutely did. And you're going to sing one of my favourite songs, actually. The Rihanna one with Calvin Harris.
Yeah.
Which is one of their songs that went to number one. Well, most of his songs have gone to number one. He's got 10 off his current album, 18 months, doing really well. So I'll leave that to you to take away.
This is a We Found Love. When it comes in. Yellow diamonds in the light, 'cause we're standing side by side. As the shadow crosses mine, what it takes to come. It's the way I'm feeling, I just can't deny.
listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Hey!
Hey!
So you got your blessing too after all.
It's so hard to judge in here because you can't really hear yourself.
No, it's a studio situation. But live's live, you know, and that was fantastic live, I must tell you.
Thank you.
And one of my favourite songs as well.
Really?
Yeah. Really,
oh, there we go.
Song. It's one of my favourite Rihanna songs. She's got so many, But I particularly like that one. Calvin Harris is another artist who's done really well.
He is brilliant.
He's really awesome. And it's fantastic that his new album he's had. And he's done really well. 10 number ones off one album. 18 months, the tracks.
You just can't count how many come. They just come out one after another. He never has a gap. But
no, his latest one's just gone. Has done one of the charts as well. So it's really good, especially for the DJs. But he's been around for quite a while. People forget how long, you know.
He has.
You know, Septal in the 80s. I mean, for instance, it was a Calvin Harris track, and that's, how old is that, you know?
Really? I didn't know that was that far back.
Yeah,
I was thinking more 2005.
He's had some great, great stuff, and so it's...
He's just in it.
Yeah,
to win
absolutely.
It.
and I like example as well, who's got a new track out at the moment, which I'll hope to play before the end
of
the show.
I love example. I love his first album.
While we're talking, I'll find his next one because I've got to put Rizzle Kicks. Also, I've got a new one from Molly Murs coming up as well. But I will find
get them all in.
I'll try to slip them in before we go. Now, tell us a little bit about just quickly if people want to get hold of you, your Twitter, because you're on Twitter, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm on Twitter. If you follow me at Bianca J Cook.
Yeah. Make sure you follow me first.
Well, you can find me through Tony. So there we go.
Yeah, because if they're looking for Binks, it's right. You'll find it under Bianca J Cook.
You'll find it under Bianca J Cook. I haven't actually moved anything over to my official singing name now, which will be Binky. There'll be websites up very, very soon. Obviously, new Facebooks, new Twitter, just to really start changing myself into more of the artist. Because obviously, if I'm working on my own stuff... The album will actually be finished at the beginning of next year.
Okay. So quite exclusive, that is, isn't it?
Exclusive. You might even get the first play, Tony, nice to me.
Hey.
So, yeah, that's going to be ready at the beginning of next year. So everything's now got to be turned into more of an artist. I won't really be just a singer, as obviously, doing the roots and
when you
stuff.
When you say artist, are you going to... as you start to progress into music, will you fall back to Bink or Bianca, or would you like Binky, or would you move away from that? Or?
Binky, I'm more not used to Bianca, because since I was a young age, my mum, my dad, all my family call me Binks or Binky, because obviously the whole Bianca scenario.
Yeah.
It really depends. It depends who I'm talking to. Probably not. I probably will stick with Binky. I quite like it. I think it's
so
quite cool.
So I'm assuming we're going new track and current number one from Binky. Here
there
it is.
We go.
Yeah, there we go.
Well, it doesn't really sound right for Bianca.
No, that doesn't sound the same. You're going to have the website. You're on Facebook though, aren't you?
Yeah.
A lot of information on Facebook, and that's under...
Under Bianca Jade Cook.
So there's a lot of exciting stuff coming up. And you're... gigs, if anyone wants to find you locally at the moment, you're still doing local gigs around Brentwood.
I am still doing local gigs. I mean, not too often, but I am still doing local gigs. I'll be doing one at the Brickyard on the 22nd of October. It's a Tuesday evening. I'm going to be doing it with two really great artists, and you should really
Who
come
are they?
Down. I'm doing it with a guy called Luke Burr.
Yep.
He's amazing.
I know.
Oh, God. I heard him last Wednesday, and I was just mesmerised the whole time. And I'm doing it with a guy called Adam Duffield.
Okay. Don't know him, but know the other one.
Well, I done this show last year. It's more of a friends and family, but anyone's invited. It's not tickets. And we done it with him last year, and he's brilliant. He's such a good guitarist. He's like your American rocker, but for England.
Okay.
He's brilliant.
And we can go try and get down to that. And that is in, where is that?
That's at the Brickyard in Romford.
In Romford, of course.
Yeah, and it's going to be on the 22nd of October.
Okay, fantastic. And lastly, just for a bit of fun, if you could go on a dinner date with any celebrity, singer, past or present, who would you pick?
Does he have to be a singer?
No, could be anyone. Could be a film star or a famous radio person.
Can I have two?
Yeah, of course you can have two.
Probably Paul Walker or Mark Wahlberg.
Oh, good choice.
Very good choice.
Very good choice. And both taller than you.
They are. Well, that's not hard, in all fairness. I'm about 2 foot.
Well, thanks for joining me on the show. We got you in at last.
Thank you for inviting me.
We're going to play a couple of adverts, then we're going to go on to Example's new track called All the Wrong Places. Leave you with this.
Thank you very much.